Oh, hello there. I am Sergeant Dumb, formerly known as Underscum and played by Ben the Quest Giver. As our weary travellers continue to delve into the vastness of Undermountain and stand against the repeated threats to the good people of the Sword Coast, I welcome you to this audio-only version of the adventure. If you want to tune in to our adventures on Twitch, we stream a final boss fight live every other Sunday, with replays hitting YouTube a few weeks later. With all that said, let's jump into this adventure deep beneath the bustling streets of Waterdeep.
Hello! Hello, 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 hello. And welcome to this final boss fight live stream of D&D. My name is John, and I am joined by Ben.
Hello there. Greetings. Everything else to say hello.
By Obsolete Goat.
Hello, I'm going to be using the wheelchair rules from Mustang Art. Thank you again, Mustang Art, for letting us use them game today.
By Angel.
Ooh.
And
oh, surprise!
And by the rogue trade enthusiast.
Ah, foo means alarm in Latin.
Thank you.
The more you know.
The last time the group got together, they headed back down into the dungeon and travelled back to the Sargwouth level. Upon being confronted with the choice of going left or right, they decided that it would be best to check the temple that had been used by the drow and manage to at least slightly reconsecrate it.
I did a good.
They also discovered that other people had been held in the prison cells that had previously held Zara. And with the drow fleeing from this portion of the map, their prisoners had been left to starve slowly to death, and the group rescued them from this dreadful fate. They found a abandoned drow torture chamber and a cavern filled with spiders' webs and a howling wind that seemed to come from the river itself. In the midst of the wind, they found a drider who had been driven insane by the sounds of the wind, the never-ending whistling from the wind, and had asked for them to make it stop. So they fashioned a pair of earmuffs for him and left him happily to the silence as they pushed on, and they have now found their way to the bank of the river Sargwouth, where they have decided to take a long rest.
I'm pretty sure it was a long... No, was it a long rest?
I don't think so, because like, we haven't had a fight.
Okay.
No, I think it was just a short rest, because, yeah. We were taking a short rest so our new bugbear friend could catch his breath. And, it's also, we have not been down here for that long.
Okay, a short rest so that your bugbear friend can catch his breath. And I'm just going to check that my... Yep, I didn't think it was. It was lying to me. 1 second, let me reload.
Also, it's incredibly important that you remind people what those earmuffs were made from.
Earwax.
Not sure it is, really.
I feel like it's important because their origin is now here.
Yeah, I made earplugs out of earwax and sawdust and Um was really excited to give me a jar of earwax, and Wall was horrified. He's like, cool,
to be fair, when it comes down to it, I'm quite glad I managed to do that to the Drider anyway. Terrible thing to try.
I wonder if we can bring it along with us.
I think that...
No.
You have two arachnophobes on your team. Do you really want to try and bring a Drider?
And this arachnophobe happens to have a big, heavy weapon. No.
So does this one. What are you talking about? I don't have one.
Can I persuade them not to bring the Drider?
No, he's out of character! He was out of character!
He's a couple rooms back now, it's fine. He's gone off to live his happy life.
I don't trust you. I need to persuade you not to bring the Drider.
Okay,
I've seen what you've done with the Drow.
Look, he's big, he has powers, and he's strong. Okay, having strong friend is good.
Look, just admit you're gay for the spider.
Don't think that worked.
I think Mason's too much of a dragon obsessive to be anything other than a scaly.
Anyway, a short rest.
This is the problem. You leave us for too long, John.
You have an hour on the banks of the Stanza. Says you can be both.
I mean, you're not wrong, Stanza. You're not wrong.
No, you're wrong. You can't. No, we're not letting you do that one with the Drider.
What would like the off? What would like a half dragon, half Drider offspring look like?
Half dragon. It's dragon on the bottom.
Or would it be like dragon on the top? So you got spider legs, but like a dragon's head and neck.
I'm gonna agree with John.
Anyway. You have an hour on the banks of the Sargalth to take this short rest as Larash is dozing silently, quietly, not silently, quietly in the corner.
Thank God, I thought he'd stop breathing.
Heavily snoring, but not louder than the sounds of the wind whistling through the tunnels. The sluggish River Sargalth just flowing past.
How deep is this river?
Deep enough.
It's deep enough in the middle.
What's more, is it swimmable or is it fordable?
It would be swimmable.
Oh, for God's sake.
Whilst everyone else is having a bit of a nap, I think Mason's just going to have a bit of a swim and maybe do some fishing.
Okay.
Well, while you do that, I'm just going to read this book on cord.
I don't quite know why I'm like near... I think I was at the edge of the camp over here. I don't know why I've moved.
Because that conversation ended. And it then Nifir and I had a chat.
Oh yeah, you two had a chat. I think Wall's just...
Zara would just sort of lean up against a wall. Just slide to the ground.
Yeah. Leaning against Zara.
What if they're trying in and out? Also,
Faison's just going to stash like his armor and weapons in this little nook here,
okay.
And just like strips down to like basic clothes because he's not going to go swimming in mithril. That's heavy. Well, it's not heavy, but it's cumbersome.
It's heavier than you would like to swim in. I'm going to go over to the map so that we can see a map.
Nice. Wall is going to spend that time after having that little chat trying to fashion some kind of way that he can get his fucking wheelchair through the river. He's just like, this entire dungeon sucks. Complaining the entire time very loudly.
Vason.
What you really need to do is complain to the contractor for not making it wheelchair accessible. Because
I have
this,
multiple times.
This is just not acceptable.
Vason, would you like to move yourself into the river?
Yes.
Which direction are you going to attempt to swim?
I don't think he's going to swim out of sight of this cave. Like, he wants to stay within, like, relative line of sight because he's aware that this is a dungeon, this is dangerous.
Okay.
He's just doing a bit of fishing, like, full body swimming to do it.
Okay. Well, you can see from where you've moved out to that there are various sort of rock formations slightly north of where the cave is. And the river sort of lazily moves through them. There is a little bit of a current, and you have got to put a little bit of effort into staying put. It's not so much that you're being forced downstream at the moment.
I think Grayson at most might like dip into a little cove like this thing.
Okay.
During his little swim, but not get too far away. And unless he's like, he sees a really good catch.
I'm going to guess that Nefira is going to sort of stay fairly close to the edge and just keep an eye on you.
Yeah.
Because that seems the sort of thing that Nefira would do. As you sort of start swimming a little bit further down the stream in this direction, you can make out the entrance to a cave and the ground, like the surface of the water, the surface of the river under the water. The riverbed, thank you, words. The surface of the riverbed is made up of a different coloured pebble. You can't pick out colours in your dark vision, but you can see that it is a darker tone.
I think Vesa might just swim down and get himself a little fistful of muck. Just so you can have a better look.
They are black pebbles. It's not a muck. It comes up as black pebbles.
I think, yeah, if Vason's not seeing any decent fish to catch, he might just, like, take these back to everyone else and dry himself off.
Okay.
Oof. Grumble, grumble, wheelchair, grumble.
you return dripping wet to find Wohl grumbling about wheelchair accessibility.
Basil, why do you have a fistful of mud?
Oh, it's rocks. And just sort of like tosses one in the air and catches it in his other hand.
Okay, why do you have a fistful of rocks?
It's just the river surface changed from, like, general muck to these, and just tosses one of them to Toya.
Ooh. Huh.
It's a small, maybe slightly less than your half your fist-sized black shiny pebble.
Huh. I'm going to sniff it, and then I'm going to lick it.
Toya, geologist.
Do
you
I
know
what
thing
to do?
Yeah.
Well, you've got to find out whether he's rock candy or not.
It smells slightly salty.
Ooh,
a halite.
Like so it's
good caramel flavor.
Like it's been under potentially salt water for a period of time, and you lick it. It's a wet stone. It's a wet, smooth stone. Covered in slightly salty water.
Wait, the Sargarth salty?
It goes out to the sea.
That wouldn't mean the river itself is salty.
It's salty.
It actually would be. For Depending on... Well, okay, so we're talking magical world and that they're in a dungeon, so the actual water source upriver is debatable, and then...
Well, yeah, some aquifer systems are slightly saline.
Yeah. Like,
super salty. Like, rivers don't get super salty unless it's upstream.
No, but also it depends on how tidal this river is, but we're underground, so I don't know if it is if there even is a tide, and so I'm trying to tie in everything I know with the fact that we are in a dungeon underground.
I would be terrified if this river is tidal, because otherwise we're going to drown.
If this river is affected by the tide systems, we're fucked. The geologist in me is like, yeah, this is technically feasible, but I'm not going to think about the tide systems right now.
It's like we need to build a small dam across this tiny little cove so we don't drown.
You could check that. I mean, that might mean we're close to Skullport now. Maybe, I don't know.
Could be.
I don't know. I've never been.
I thought Skullport was supposed to be further down, isn't it?
Zara just points to the wall that she is actually, the wall she is leaning against, where it has the poem saying, "If Skullport's where you wish to be, with Sargoth's flow go ye."
Oh, right. There's a thingy on the wall.
I think we discussed this last time.
It was southwest. It's flowing to the southwest?
It's flowing to the southwest.
Fuck.
Oh.
So we're going to have to...
Would you?
You want to translate that into English?
Your suggestion is wet.
Huh? Oh, sorry. Come again?
Prestidigitation?
Oh, yeah. It's going to... He's going to, like, grab his crutches because he's out of his chair at the moment. And it's going to come... kind of like limping over and then depress the digitation a couple times until you're dry and smell faintly of pine.
That's an interesting new addition to the spell.
You can change someone's smell with press the digitation.
Yeah. I've just not seen anybody do that one before.
Yeah. I didn't want to say anything, but like, I think that the plumbing in Trollskull needs fixing. Like, I don't know who's in charge of that.
I think Razor just turns to Nifir and looks very sad.
It just looks deeper into the book.
Nifir shrugs like his player's not really here.
Damn, Nifir, we must talk to you about the plumbing in Trollskull.
I don't think on that note Razor gets dressed.
Is there anything specific you're looking up about Cord in this hour?
I want to look a bit more into this whole concept of it's the looking after the small ones, the those who are not as able. The belief in the tendency, the concept to the strong should protect the weak or lead the weak. I want to see more into that side of things as to what they mean by that.
You can find, fairly easily, you find the three commandments of the Stormlord. They're fairly close to the front of the book. The first one is bravery above all. There is no glory in cowardice. The second is the one that really sort of piques your interest in this particular in this particular instance. It reads, strength is the path to greatness, but greatness is the responsible use of strength. And the third is, the glory of the Stormlord lives through your own glory on the battlefield.
Right. I think I understand that side of things. I don't know if we've got a chance to look into anything further. Well, for the sake of obviously being a slow reader, probably not.
Probably not. It's, the book is very heavy going, and it's, a lot of big words that you're not overly familiar with.
Hmm. Right, I'm just going to go and put a pin in on one thing which I'd like to try and look for in the future, though I might not be able to start now, which is, though those are the rules and those are the bits which he put down, how does one prove themselves to Cord or to talk to Cord?
Okay.
Because I believe you have to prove yourself to them before they talk to you, but... because I don't know too well, but I believe that's the way it works. It's the reason why clerics wear shiny armor.
At the end of the hour, Laresh slowly wakes up and looks around. I feel a little better. Now, remind me, where do we want to go?
Probably best to get you home.
Yeah, I think that is the plan.
He pulls himself up and sort of slight limp, sort of stretches his arms and legs out and just walks towards the river, looks out. Well, there's a long way and a short way to do this.
What's the long way?
We go back through the tunnels, back through the area that the drow had held, back through their city, and hopefully back to where the Legion of Azeroth are.
And the short way?
We go down the river a little.
I thought you
said... Wolf's going to look at the chair he's been fiddling with for the past hour. He has mounted his Iron Defender, which is a crab, to, like, these reins, I guess, so the crab can be underwater, while the chair has a flotation device. And he's like, why didn't you tell me this an hour ago?
Well, the shorter way is down the river, so if that crab contraption is to help you through the river, we can take the shortcut.
I thought Azeroth was to the north.
It's to the northeast, but there's... west, sorry, I can tell left from right. But there is an easier path if we go round the drow city rather than through it.
But what's north through the river?
Well, we're not going north through the river. We're going to go south down the river and then back up north. He sort of points out, we're going to go that way. And he points this direction. And then a little bit that way, there should be another cave to the north. Unless you want to go north of the river, in which case there's
Well, according to the writing on the wall there, there's pirate booty. But,
booty.
The Legion of Azrok hasn't been that way.
Hmm.
You like booty, but I think it makes more sense to get you home.
Yeah.
Anyone have a boat hidden away?
I have a crab chair now.
The crab.
Oh, look at it like, ugh. Oh, I put so much life into this thing, it scares me. I love my little crab, he's cute. And I'll hop back in my chair and then put my crutches on the back. Ugh. I mean, it doesn't seem too deep. You can just swim across together. The water's not too fast moving. I mean, you were swimming around before, Vason.
But there's a little bit of a current.
We're going with the current, so it shouldn't be too bad, right?
More worried about you addressing. I forgot what the hobgoblin's called.
Larash.
Larash. Do you think you've got it in you?
Loretta.
It should be easy enough. I might be a little bit slower than normal, but I'm sure you can help me out of the river.
We'll stick close together and, buddy system. I'll go into my bag of holding, pull out a load of rope. We tie ourselves together, no one can get rushed downstream, and the crab serves as an anchor point. Little buddy's real heavy.
Mm-hmm. I have an idea. I pull out my bagpipes. blow the bag up as much as possible and try to tie off the ends, and there you go. Flotation, that'll help you.
He takes that it, slightly squeezing.
You've just got to be careful of the air dunk, Commander Holmes.
The entire time we're going, we just hear soft bagpipe music.
No, you need to blow it up again.
So, who is ready for a swim?
You know, you guys can go ahead.
Zara just sort of look. You're not worried about the water, are you?
No. Of course not. Why would I be concerned about a liquid that I can drown in because I don't know how to swim?
How is that all?
Obviously.
Well, don't worry.
Okay, hands up if people can't really swim or navigate a river.
Well, I'm not very good at navigating. I just sort of go in a direction and hope for the best.
I mean, I could do it. I just, I should probably check the other tunnel and see if there's any treasure we can use. And someone's got to make sure that this place is completely clear of drought. Because I mean, you know, we don't want to get ambushed on the other side. No, you don't want to get downriver and then just have a whole bunch of drought waiting for you. So.
I will let you ride my back. And okay. That way, you don't have to swim. I do.
So Toya with Nuri with. I've forgotten your girlfriend's name.
Zara.
I'll pair up with Larash. And I guess Nefira and Wall?
I'll hold up the back because we've got the anchor point.
Ick raises a hand.
Oh, guess Ick.
Ick, you can ride on the back of my chair.
Yay.
So we got one three.
No. Toya, if you're really afraid, I can help you. I have some manacles, and I can chain you to me. And then that way you won't go anywhere.
Zara giggles.
Just stick to the rope.
Oh, do we have glue?
Sara giggles some more.
I think Mason just sighs and just ties Om's waist to Angel's waist and doesn't say a word.
You tied an angel to me rather than Toya.
Sorry, Toya.
No, she's got...
Mason, full on punch through the fourth wall to grab Angel and tie a rope.
Guys, something
was breached. Toya the wrong way around. Toya's got to go on me back, not the front.
Guys, I'm concerned. Something just reached through my computer screen and tied a rope to me.
Don't worry about it.
I reworked Vason the other day. He's no longer an Oath of Oath of Glory Paladin. He's an Oath of Deadpool Paladin.
Okay, so Toya kind of scrambles up onto Um's shoulders. She's also kind of clinging, like you know the cartoon cats after they hit the water and they jump up and they're clinging to something and they're really rigid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is basically what Toya looks like, and she's got like her arms looped around his neck, and she's shaking, and her eyes are wide, and her tail's up, and her fur's all bristled, and she is like.
I think once everyone's tied up, I think Vason will take the lead with Larash, since Larash knows the way, but Vason will definitely keep Larash to the coast side of the river, of him, just in case he gets tired. So Vason's taking the brunt.
Larash will jump in first if he is to be the leader of the group.
He's buddied with me.
And then several of my other characters are just going to move into the river.
Munsei! Then she's going to just jump right into the water.
Hilariously, I think the people at the front of the party are going to have an easier swim because I'm giving them movement bonuses.
This is true.
We're just floating along.
Honestly, I'm kind of surprised that Toya digging her claws into isn't giving him like a movement. What's the word?
You,
fuck, I've lost it.
Have you not noticed what usually goes through?
Yeah, I know, right? Ooh, is... what's down that path?
Oh, do you want to find out?
No! No. That's where we'll I got the rocks.
Come on, Angel. Go on, Toya, let's...
You tied the two chaos gremlins.
You get
together.
A certain That's distance wrong, away, and then Vason just tugs on the rope.
Oh. Just holding get onto the rock. In. We want to look.
So there's a whole cave. Come on.
There's seven of us and two of you. We will outpull. We'll outpull you.
Look, it's your own fault for tying the two chaos gremlins together.
Don't worry, Toya. I have a plan. Do you have anything sharp?
Wallace just at this point is like, I have a gun and I will shoot it at you. Do not cut that rope.
But how's that going to stop me from cutting the rope? Sure, that'll help.
No. No.
Is this
Toya
the place?
Is legit
this is a...
not... gonna cut the rope anyway because she's afraid of falling into the water, so.
Alright. Oh.
Oh.
What's this?
You come to a opening in the wall and there are two 10-foot square rafts lent up against the wall made from Wol and Nefira would definitely notice that they are made from zirkwood logs that have been tied together or lashed together with thick spider webs.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh.
Wol is going to investigate. Oh, these are cool.
Resting nearby are several poles that could be used to guide the rafts up or down the stream.
Oh, that'll be useful next time we want to navigate. Basically shakes himself off and starts untying everyone.
Waller's just like, wow, rafts are cool. He's like admiring the wood. It's like, this wood's really expensive. I like this stuff. It's really nice. It's got a good color.
Can we take it with us?
Why is it expensive?
It's more about the import because it's the import. The wood itself isn't really expensive. It's more the import that's expensive.
The wood comes with board.
No. Wall starts explaining import tax. D&D import tax in excruciating detail while just not untying himself at all. He's like...
Crab just click, 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 click.
Crab's like, free me, please!
Start walking in a little bit further and immediately untie Toya from the back and just still have Toya attached by the claws on me.
You need a hand there.
Zara just comes up and starts stroking Toya behind the ear.
Oh, that tickles. That butt was me.
Zara apologizes and reaches for the correct person's ear.
Sorry. It's very complicated. We're both furry. Alright, I think we need to leave those two alone, so we should probably move on, isn't it? Right.
But there's the wood.
Well, we'll just remember it's there. Like, okay. Your bag of holding isn't big enough to put a 10-foot raft in it.
No, it's not currently.
Would it help if I broke them?
No, break. No.
They'd fit then, wouldn't they?
Oh,
yeah, exactly. They'd be smaller.
Yes, but then they wouldn't be functional. Rafts.
All right.
Right. Paper's made of wood, so surely it has the same properties.
No, it just grabs by the sleeve and follows after Larash holding
But if we
like
try,
tugging
if,
a child if, around.
If,
like,
if we try, but if surely it's the same principle.
You're made of flesh. It doesn't mean you fold like bacon.
Ooh. No, because bacon doesn't have bones. But if I consume a lot of vinegar, then maybe.
Larash rolls his eyes. What is he on about?
Bacon.
Mason
and
just
honestly,
shrugs.
More people should be.
I was going to spend some time sorting out his chair and let the others head off.
All I'm saying is I just want to play with the wood.
And play with the wood when we use it as a raft later. Also, where are we going?
I don't know.
Play with it now.
Well, I was starting to head home.
I wonder what's down this way.
Home. Not home.
Wait, that's back the way you came. You've been there before, Larash.
We could have bypassed that entire river.
I told you it was the long way round. That was the shortcut.
We can go back and visit that chimera later. I'm not to give him a hug as well.
I'm not worried about the chimera. I'm pissed because I could have gotten here faster than you guys by just following the path.
Through this door, friend.
We've sent people down to explore, but we've not had them return, so I couldn't tell you.
It's not safe.
Oh,
gotcha.
Unfound treasure.
Probably.
Well, I like the sound of that side of things.
Hey, I found caves.
Caves are also good. All right, what do we want? Unfound treasure or caves?
Somewhere where Larash is safe to have a nap?
I mean,
Larash, where are you safe to take a nap?
It seems pretty safe here if you want to explore the
unclaimed treasure.
Good, that's good enough for me. I open the door.
I really need to work on my verbiage.
You open the door, and in the middle of the room, you see a 4-foot square block of stone, and protruding from it, the legs of a goblin.
What? Is this one of yours?
Upside down?
Sticking out from underneath the block.
Oh. I'd like to look at the roof, please.
There's a gap in the roof that a 4-foot square block of stone could have conceivably fallen through.
As far as I could tell, is there any remnants of a trap or tripwire that it triggered?
You don't see any, but you suspect it might be under the stone.
Right. Does the floor have an unusual pattern?
Red splat.
That looks like a dangerous area with the red.
You can also see from here there is a door on the opposite side of this tunnel, made of a thick stone, flanked by bas-relief carvings of... at one point they would have been of dwarves, but somebody has chipped away their faces and beards.
I would like to carefully keep moving through this room down to the door.
Okay. I'm going to move others slightly closer. I don't know if Toya also wants to stay as far away as she is, or if Wall would like to continue to move up.
Yeah. I was continuing to move up.
Toya's exploring.
Okay.
Because she has no sense of self-preservation.
Sweet.
As we've established.
So which way's the goblinoid village?
It's through those caves. There is... Larash sort of points at these caves over this way. There's fighting for control of the caves between our legions and the drow that sought to take over this level.
Oh.
It might not be safe.
Victoria's going to a war zone?
Are you surprised?
Tara!
She cannot hear you.
With that shout from that distance, you heard that.
What do you want? I can't shout.
That's a war zone!
Ooh!
No, come back! That wasn't an instruction to go and fight! Come back!
I'm just gonna explore until I see fighting, and then I'll come back.
I was literally gonna have, like, arm going out, but the moment I start hearing that, it's like, oh, fine.
Look, I promise, if I even hear fighting, I'll come back.
No, 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 no.
Like, she's already...
Now, Ami's doing a stroppy motion that we have to go get the Toya.
Poor Zara's just sitting there going, like, I mean... And your party this long,
you haven't figured this out yet. Got to protect the weak ones, even if it's the weak ones of mind. Which is ironic coming from me, I know.
This is very much just a side despair of just like, oh god.
Right.
Yeah. I think Mason's going to keep close enough to Zara and to give them his movement bonus. Just so he can have a chance of catching up.
You're making them go faster, Vason.
I just do Zara, it by existing.
Zara places a hand on Toya's shoulder.
Bye.
Let's stick together.
But tunnel.
The tunnel will remain.
Aww. Okay.
There might be treasure back the other way, and your friend Underscum, I don't know the name Underscum at all. It's never been mentioned around me, so I have no reason to know it. Your friend Sergeant was going to go in and explore a room.
I think we should get the person that's currently trying to... Hello. Larash, I think we need to get Larash home before we go on any suicide missions. There was a very dead goblin in that room.
Okay, fine.
Right. These are the caves, right? Is this the right way?
I don't know.
We've left him back there. So.
Yes, we're come back. We need to plan.
Okay.
I'm just going to move Zara straight back rather than around all these corners.
Lucky you can do
that. Yeah, we have like wall limits. Toya now has the zoomies.
Toya is the zoomies. So the zoomies incarnate.
She is the mental equivalent of the zoomies, yeah.
I remember my long strider just to catch him and next. Right, okay, fine.
That we've got someone.
Why are you going in there now?
I love how we have a dragonborn with a speed aura. Just a full-on cat with the zoomies. And a goddamn bugbear with long strider. Our front line is obscenely fast.
Well, he already triggered the trap, so can I kick the door open?
We have somebody that we need to get home.
I
can just take a rest if...
Like, Larash, you said people go down there and they don't come back. That means there's a lot down there. We're getting you back.
We sent one guy in there, and, you can see how far he got now.
Can I kick the door in?
It's made of stone. You might hurt yourself.
You might as well have a seat on the stone. That way we can at least close the door so no one comes in.
Do I see that? Do you have dark vision, Toya?
Yes, I do. Maybe let's close this door slowly.
It turns and has seen you.
Open the door again.
You look into the room and you see several large cubes of solid granite, 8 feet on a side, arranged around the chamber. As well as 4 unfinished statues. And in the centre of the room, a large creature with 3 arms, no head where its head would be, where its neck would normally be. You just see a mouth in its shoulders. 3 legs. And as you open the door, it turns, and a single beady eye in its chest focuses in on you. Its mouth... And...
Look, that noise.
It is going to charge, and I'm going to say, please, could we roll initiatives?
I literally have the first ever mini I painted with one of these guys. Like, oh my god, say, flashback.
If we're rolling initiative, I think Mason would still be back here.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm trying to remember how to roll initiative.
You click initiative on your character sheet.
There it is. Okay. The character sheet...
Whoa! Wow! Those were some low rolls.
Yeah.
6, 7, and 4.
Will is, like, rubbing his temples very intensely and doesn't realize that, like, there's bullshit going on. So that's where he...
Okay.
Oh, wow. Nuri.
Oh, Nuri.
I think Nuri's the only person who actually managed to roll worse than me.
I have a little mini of this guy that we're fighting. I have 2, but I don't know what the other one is. It's a really bad paint job. I'm like, this is a bad job.
Zara is first.
Zara.
So that means I need to remember what Zara can do.
She can stab things.
She can stab things.
With knives.
She can get close enough.
Yep,
can we at least make a point that they might remember that there was a goblin which got crushed under a stone in the prior room, that maybe we need to keep an eye out for other things?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Bonus action, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. She is going to sort of rush into the room and fling herself behind one of the unfinished sculptures. She pulls up the crossbow she has been given and just takes aim and fires. And that is a 15 to hit, which unfortunately just shatters across the skin of this creature. It doesn't pierce in. And she just looks at the crossbow and ducks behind the statue. I can words. And she just shouts to the rest of you, "This thing's skin is really tough."
Just for the record, because she was within 5 foot of me at the start, she still has another 20 foot of movement.
Oh, sweet, yes.
10 for the initial and 10 for the dash.
Excellent.
Oh, man.
Which will affect Nefira and Ick as well.
15, 20, 25, 20.
And
she just pulls round
too far away.
She pulls round the statue and just moves slightly further into the room, just sort of disappearing amongst the granite slabs and unfinished statue work.
Right. I would like to walk into the room. 25 there. And pretty much I just want to scream out, "Do you understand the common tongue? Perhaps we can talk things out. You appear to have been locked in here alone for so long."
It shows no indication it understood you and just roars loudly towards you.
That's all I needed. I would like to rage and pull my hammer ready.
Okay, so are you readying an action?
If it gets close enough to me, I wanted to give as much attention to myself as possible, screaming at it anyway. If it comes close to me, I wish to slam my hammer into it.
Okay. Well, it's its turn. And it is going to rush up to you. You can use your reaction to take your action now.
Twenty-six to hit.
Jesus. Yes, that will hit.
Doing 8 points of damage.
What?
Is your hammer's just a hammer, right?
It's just a hammer. Cool. I literally gave up all weapons and then regained that to fight the slimes and anything which doesn't think. So yeah, it doesn't do anything there.
You slam the hammer into it. It doesn't have as much effect as you're used to your hammer having.
But
well, it was worth a try.
It is then going to attack you 3 times. That is a 23, a 14, and a 19.
And a 23 and a 19 hit.
That is 8 points of slashing with the first one and 11 points with the second, both halved because you are raging, so 4 and 5.
Right. Rule 9. Is that all you got?
Empty.
It can focus on me, it's better.
Toya.
Yes.
It is all your turn.
Yes, it is. Okay, so basically going to do the same as I'm going to run in on this side.
Okay.
And then I'm going to attack it. And that means Where'd my fancy one go? Where are my good swords?
Well, you've got your great sword.
Yeah, no, I had... Didn't I had a, have a frost sword and a fire sword?
That was the Christmas special.
Oh! Right.
Yeah, they don't count.
However, that'll hit.
Cool. And then I just hit the damage button, right?
Are you also raging?
Yes.
Okay. Go to your features and roll Divine Fury as well.
Features. Divine Fury. Kaboom.
And then roll the damage.
Right.
And then you get a second attack.
Woohoo!
However, that does not hit. You just, it slides across the skin of the creature. The first strike, a second sort of ethereal necrotic blade swings past yours. Just the rage channeled into your weapon slices into the creature, and the strike hits deeply. The second just glances off of its sort of semi-stone hide. Anything else you'd like to do? No, this move, bonus, action, that's all of you.
Yeah, I don't think I can do anything
else. That's all of the things.
But I still did damage, at least.
Yeah.
I like how Koya purrs in battle.
5, 10,
it was a growl, not a purr. 20,
25, 30. Nefira comes running up, and from this distance...
he has another 10 foot.
He has another 10 foot. 5, 10. From this distance, he still can't attack it with his sword, but he is going to Eldritch Blast, which he has two beams. So that is two hits.
Pew pew.
Nice.
Boom.
Both nines, apparently. He wants to deal 9 points of damage right now. He flings out two blackened spider webs that strike into the creature and just blast into it. And it is then Vason's turn.
Awesome. So that's going to be 10, 20, 30, 40. I'm guessing that pillar's going to give half cover?
Yeah, from where you're stood.
Cool, yeah.
It's quite a large creature. If you've read about Zorns before, this is a big example of one, bigger than most would have seen. And so you can see it over the rock, but it is giving you some cover.
Oh, I was more meant if I threw something at it. I'm gonna use a guiding bolt.
Cover. Okay.
Cool. So I need to roll to hit. 21.
That will hit.
Fantastic.
It's difficult damage with the stone in front of it, but Jesus.
Oh!
Damn. Guiding bolt. Nice. That's two sixes and two fives.
Like, I've used gold. This is the second time I've used guiding bolt, and each time it's absolutely devastating.
My gosh. It is. It is glowing slightly from that. and so Ick, if Ick gets to attack it, Ick gets advantage on the attack.
Everyone gets advantage. It's a fun time.
Is there anything else you'd like to take do with your turn, Vason?
I've already cast a spell. I don't think I have any bonus action features that I can use. Apart from like channeling divinity, but this is not the right time for that. So, no.
Okay. Ick. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Has enough speed to run up to here. Pulls out his light crossbow. Can just about see the creature. Is going to make an attack with advantage. It hits. It deals some amount of damage. The bolt sinks in, but it's not as damaging as normal.
Oh, did the guiding bolt hurt as normal?
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
Wall.
Roll's gonna fuck. Wall is going to. Where is the door? Both of these tiles.
The first door is these two, and then.
Okay, so 5, 10, 15, 20. 25. 25 is to get up to this brick and he's like, God damn it! I hate this dungeon! And shoot, even though the Zorn has cover, he's going to shoot towards it. His attack. For some reason, I tabbed out when I was like, I'm going to shoot it, and then immediately tabbed out.
I'm going to shoot. Ah, forget it.
I'm going to shoot. It don't feel like it. What was that?
You got advantage, don't forget.
Oh, do we all have advantage? Yeah. I'm going to.
No, it would only be the next attack roll, wouldn't it?
I thought guiding bolt was till the end of my turn.
The next attack roll made against the target before the end of your next turn. So it's just the next attack roll as long as somebody attacks it before your turn ends.
Gotcha. Okay.
I shot it, and I'm pretty sure I don't have the feat that allows me to ignore terrain. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I should have that, but I apparently don't have it. But that was a 20.
A 20 just misses with the cover, unfortunately.
But then the second, I'm going to keep that second roll. The second one was a 25, and I believe the cover would only drop that to 21.
That will hit.
Fuck yeah.
The small amount of cover. Now, your gun is magical, isn't it?
It is magical, because I use my brain to fire it. I am very smart.
I don't know how that quite works, but sure.
Sure. I am very smart, so I can gun good. I'm just like, why do you guys keep doing this? Shoot.
Can you just roll me a d20? Just a straight d20.
I don't like that you're making me do that, but that is a 6.
Okay. Nothing happens.
I hate that, John.
Nothing's wrong. No, everything's fine.
I don't trust you because I've seen our DMs.
Okay.
See, I love the idea that your gun just channels the, I've got to shoot this thing, thought into a bullet. That's my headcanon now. That's how it works.
Anything else with your turn, Wall?
He's just going to angrily... He's going to be like, I shot it, and now he's just going to take offense to the rock, being like, but my clearance isn't quite big enough. And that's...
Okay.
That's his turn. Goddamn clearance of this rock.
Nuri, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Gets down to here. Does anyone need healing?
We're good.
All right.
I'm good so far. You know, give it 10 minutes and I'll be dying, but...
Ooh, yes. I like Toll the Dead.
Oh, well, it's made the save.
Oh, dang.
It made the save, so that's it. Zara is gonna go... 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. uh,
And I mean, yeah, it, what spells did I give her? Yeah.
The spell pain.
She's seen that normal weapons aren't dealing as much damage as, well, normal. So she holds out her hand and casts a ray of frost at the creature, which hits. Oh boy.
Oh damn.
There. Damn. The ray of frost strikes into the back of the creature. You think it's the back anyway. It's difficult to tell. It doesn't really necessarily have a front and back so much as three arms, three legs, and a giant mouth on top.
It's my baby. Oh, kick his ass, baby.
And then actually bonus action. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. And she ducks behind a statue on this side of the room because she is really mobile.
We're such a speedy party.
You say that wall's like fighting a stone.
We will motorize your wheelchair, okay?
Right.
You're an artificer, so you first. Can do this.
I'm going to move to here.
Sensible.
Nice advantage of keeping it going. I want to also try and keep his attention on me as much as possible.
Okay.
As I come round to try and slam the warhammer in his eye. Here we go. Let's see. 15.
That will not hit, I'm afraid.
And I don't have any more attacks.
Okay, it is its turn. And it is going to take two attacks against you and one attack against... no, wait, how many attacks?
Oh, actually, hang on. Can I cast Bardic Inspiration on Toya?
Yes.
I will cast Bardic Inspiration on Toya.
Toya, you feel inspired.
I'm if you don't do this thing, we'll throw you in the water by yourself.
I'm going to kick his ass.
Is that inspiration or intimidation?
Yes.
Both, yes.
Bardic boost. It's going to make two claw attacks against That is a 21 and a 27 to hit.
They both hit. Bring it on.
That is an 11 and an 8, so again, a 5 and a 4.
Right.
That's
fine.
It is then going to realise it actually can get a bite attack in.
Oh no.
And it's going to claw and bite Toya.
Oh, you bitch.
Toya, that's a 10 to hit and a 17.
The 10 misses, the 17 hits.
That is 22 points of piercing damage as its giant mouth just slams around your shoulder. 22 halved to 11 because you are raging.
Right, which puts me at...
That is a lot of dice.
That's a lot of damage.
Ooh.
It's
hold on.
It's a very big creature.
That means that puts me at 69. Okay. Nice.
Toya.
All right. Rah!
You are at advantage, so if you want to... hover over in the chat. There should be a little plus sign on the number.
Oh.
Didn't get better, but you'd still hit.
Ugh. So now I hit damage, right?
Yep.
Okay, and then do I do the rage thingy again?
And then do the Divine Fury again, yes.
Alright, Divine Fury.
And then you get a second attack. Which is also at advantage.
Suck my dick.
The second strike once again just slides across the stony skin of the creature. But at the very least, it wasn't a nat one.
Yeah, I know, right?
Nefira Is Nefira going to run up to it and attack? No, Nefira is going to Eldritch Blast. Nefira is going to Eldritch Blast.
He has 40 feet.
Yeah, he's going to go that far first. Nefira is going to just sort of wave his hand in the general direction of the creature, and two Eldritch Blasts fly out of it and just streak off into the distance. One of them strikes this stone next to near where Zara is. And then 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Nefira is just going to sort of tuck in behind these, having done nothing that turn.
You want to be a little more mindful of my girlfriend?
Vason.
How badly hurt is this thing?
Very badly hurt.
Very badly?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Cool. So Vason's going to do something very silly and definitely badass. He is going to run, jump on the block, and essentially dive scale edge first at this thing's face slash mouth slash eye.
Okay.
Yeah. But first he is going to cast Shield of Faith just to get his AC up to 20, because this is going to end badly if he doesn't have some prep.
Roll me an acrobatics check or an athletics to dive onto the stone, your choice.
I will quite happily take that athletics, please.
Okay.
21.
You sort of charge forward and almost run up the surface of the stone. It's like you're running along the ground and then suddenly you're running up and then you're running along the ground again and you just leap into the air and it's like that arching back, sword up. You bring the sword down and make the attack roll.
Okay.
I don't, this is going to sound terrible. I want this to fail. Slam into the forest.
Well, I did. That's a 13.
And you just sail.
So dramatic.
You sort of hang in the air for a minute. You bring Scale Edge down, and it just, the stone of this creature's skin is just thicker than you expected, and you just sort of slide, and you just sort of keep going past it and land in a heap on the ground just behind it. Just
poof. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 30. Oh, no. You'd be just 5 meters, 5 foot away from me being able to make my second attack.
Okay, actually, there. That's fair. Let's not move you further than you technically could move. You just sort of streak down the back of it. You swing round to get your second attack in.
Because of where Toya is, I get advantage on this, right?
I'll give you advantage on it.
Thank you. Thank God.
You're apparently going to need it.
There we go.
That does hit.
Wow, those were some bad rolls. Cool. And that's going to be 12 magical slashing damage.
Oh my God, that's bad. Weapon. That's a 1, a 6, and then the re-roll of a 1.
Wow, my dice are not on my side today.
You jumped inside a Zorn's mouth. What did you expect?
However,
did you expect it to go well for you?
How do you want to do this? Is,
I mean, what I wanted to do was to jump in the air and stab it through the eye. But I fucked up. So I think it's just a case of, I don't know. I imagine the Zorn gets really cocky as I just sort of skid down the back and he's just like, what the fuck? And as he turns around, Vason just like full on just shoves the greatsword behind him straight into his eye.
Ayo.
And it just sort of collapses to the side. A very loud, resonant, stony creature collapsing to the ground.
You okay, Scale Edge? That sounded really nasty on your blade.
I'm just going to shove the big Zorn over there. Zara, from still where she is stood, guys, you might want to come and have a look at this.
Hmm? kind of come in the room through the door. I think is correct. I think it's this one.
Okay.
What's up?
I overcame the stone, guys. I'm all good.
We all had faith in you.
I used the crab helped.
Zara's looking at this stone block that looks like all of the other granite blocks in this room. But you can see where Nefira's errant eldritch blast slammed into it. There is a giant crack in the stone block. And you can see it's only a thin... a thin hollow stone block. And inside it is a... alabaster throne.
Oh.
Hold on. What?
A throne?
A throne.
Nefira, you know that throne we were looking for?
Yeah.
Is this it?
Oh, a minute.
I imagine Nefira is the one who might have a description on him.
I'm going to try and just pull the crack open if I...
Roll me a strength check.
I'll help him out.
Roll me a strength check with advantage.
Right. Well, that worked for me, but still 16.
You just sort of get your fingers into the stone and you start pulling it apart, and Vasin comes and starts prying the stone apart. And the stone, like, the clearly this was a plaster fake of granite stone. And it's quite easy to pull it apart. And it sort of gives way and falls apart. You see a chipped alabaster throne of elven design. Sturdy in construction, yet elegant in form. It is carved to resemble bundled branches and twigs, with a tiny songbird perched on one end of its back. There used to be... you can sort of see the space where there would have been more, but they've been cracked off.
Right. I'm just going to start moving over to the next one.
I've just got this image of you punching it, hoping it's made of plaster.
It's one of those things where... Can I knock on it?
You can.
I would like to knock on it to see if I can figure out whether it is made of stone or not.
You tap it. It is solid granite.
Literally carry on doing that.
I'll let you know if you get to one that isn't.
So is this the throne of Coronal?
It looks like the description.
How big is this thing, DM?
It's a big throne, but you were only asked to find its location. You weren't asked to take it anywhere.
This is a bloody big throne. What I was going to pull out is... Oh, definitely has a notebook. I feel like he has a notebook. He'll pull out his notebook and just start, like, jotting down information about it. Like, where it is.
Like, go down to this floor, go through the ruins of a temple, go through this very windy passage down the river.
Just like, ugh.
Hopefully there's a shorter route.
Well, there is a route through the city thing, so.
That's true, too. Yeah, much more sensible route.
They've all been solid.
I'm gonna keep trying. The statues are next.
What are the statues of, actually?
They're unfinished. They've just sort of... somebody has started carving them. There are chipped stone on the ground around the statues. it looks like this was a room where statues were made and somebody just sort of stopped making them.
On the statue.
It's solid.
Here we go, run over here and tappy 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 on the statue.
Zara looks at you, Vason. So what's this throne supposed to do?
I don't know. I don't rightly know. Let me just double check.
Does it set
apparently fire? Belongs to some ain't old kingdom. I think he goes to like his own notebook, because apparently Vason has a notebook now, like everybody else. Yeah. Ilifan? Something? But like, apparently it was nicked by some dwarves and hidden. Some dude up top wanted to know where it was.
Huh.
Guy called Lolo? Volothamp.
Not to be confused with Volo, the guy from books.
No, that Volo.
Oh, it is that Volo. To be confused with Volo from the books, it's the same one. He's a bit of an asshole.
Yeah.
So, are we carrying this thing up? Or are we just supposed to tell him where it is?
We just needed to record the location. I presume that they'll have someone come down and collect it themselves.
Okay. Cool.
These granite blocks, are they, like, fixed to the floor, or are they just heavy?
They're just heavy.
Can you give me a hand?
I'm gonna take it in, buddy.
You keep a granite block.
No, I was going to take the throne, put it in a corner, surround it with granite blocks, so it can't be easily removed by somebody else who stumbles in here.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But I found a door.
We need to deal with this first. One thing at a time.
But it's a door.
One thing at a time.
I'm not strong enough on my own.
Oh, that's true. Okay, fine.
But yeah, I guess, like, just take the throne and some granite blocks and hide it behind the granite blocks in a corner.
Wait. Hang on a second. Did you say that it looks over there? There were more birds on this one, and the rest have been sort of taken off.
It looks like there would have been more songbirds perched on it, or something perched on it, but it looks like they've been cracked away.
Oh, cracked away, not just taken off.
Oh, what, on the throne?
On the throne.
It was pretty, that looks kind of pretty. I could take one of them. Then.
No.
But it's pretty.
I know it's pretty, but it's theft. Someone's asked us to, you know, find this. It's a lost relic of a culture that's probably gone now.
Are they going to ask about the other birds, then?
Oh, they'll probably ask about the other birds. It's already damaged, but that doesn't give us an excuse to damage it further.
But they wouldn't know the difference.
Well, they wouldn't know the difference, but it's still wrong.
You would know.
We would know. You'd be doing something wrong.
I've also read further down in the notes, and I found the list of what the statues are.
Yay!
The mostly unfinished statues, starting from this one. This is a mostly finished statue of a female dwarven priest carrying a stone censer. This one is a half-finished statue of a cheery dwarven girl riding on the shoulders of her beaming father, whose lower body has not yet been carved.
Hey, Tori, it's like you were dumb.
This is a half-finished stone door carved with the image of a heavily armoured dwarf clashing axes with a minotaur. And this is a mostly uncarved block of stone which the features of an ornate stone brazier are starting to emerge.
Mm. Right. Anyway, I'm going to pick up the throne and...
Okay, you...
Where do you want it?
You go to heave the throne and... One second. Let me look up a rule for D&D real quick.
What do we need to
No.
What is your strength score?
Oh no.
My strength score. Do you mean the modifier or the actual score?
The score itself.
20.
Okay.
God, I keep forgetting how strong Am is.
You go to heave the throne, and you expect it to be a lot heavier. You can slightly move it on your own. You could definitely shove it along the ground. You can't pick it up. But you could definitely push it. It looks like it should be a lot heavier than that.
Right. Where do Vason's you want it?
Vason's going to help because he doesn't want to damage it further.
Between the two of you, you can heft it up. It only weighs about 500 pounds.
Just 500 pounds. It's lighter than that giant hammer thing we knocked off the roof earlier. A week ago.
Just about picked that one up for a minute, didn't it?
But yeah, I think if we just put it gently over here, and then most of the work's going to be moving some of these granite blocks to hide it.
Okay, right.
Before you hide it, Zara just... So does it do anything if you sit in it?
I mean, it might do something if you sit in it, but...
I sit in it.
No.
It's too late, I'm sitting in it. The moment the suggestion was made.
Do you feel okay?
You sat in the last chair.
Well...
That one nearly killed him.
It's a bit cold on the behind. But I think I'm okay. Just stroked the little songbird. Quite nice, actually. Comfortable. And it doesn't bite me this time. So that's a positive.
I've sent you a message on Discord, Ben.
Oh, dear.
No!
I don't think anything you've said so far breaks that, so...
No. If anything, with the moment, I'm just sort of... Feel a little bit of agony from the wounds I've taken on, but you know, it's quite nice to be fair. I say a bit cold, but nothing more than that.
It's cold on his booty.
Perhaps I should wear some more clothes. I know I say I don't like to, but you know, it's hard to find anyone who would make anything for me.
Okay. I think Mason wants to go because it's a throne and he's wearing a crown on his arm and it's just, he doesn't get this option often, so he slips the crown off, puts it on his head, as much as it's like a dwarven crown and can't really fit on his head, puts the crown on so it probably looks like one of those ridiculous toy crowns because it's a bloody dragonborn with a giant head.
This giant dragonborn, tiny little dwarven crown on top.
And just does, like, the full Conan the Barbarian sit in the chair.
I am not getting out of the chair. I like staying in this chair. It's not...
Oh, yeah, no, this happens when gets
sit
out.
Down, thank you very much. I mean, this is rather a stressful situation the entire time, going through a lot of past traumas and all that sort of thing. It's really been affecting me. But... Obviously, I can't tell you guys that because that makes things even worse, and I can't really go into how bad it really is, but I'll let you know the little bits and details of these things. But, you know, it's nice to just sit down in this chair and somehow lets me forget about all the trauma and the things and the children I've eaten and all that side of things.
I'm sorry,
what children you've eaten?
What?
Get out of the chair.
Okay, get out of the chair.
What do you mean you can't get out of the chair?
You know, I get out of the chair.
Okay.
I'm sort of just shocked by what's come out of my own mouth.
I was like, how about we don't sit in the almost definitely enchanted mad chair? We forget what I'm just said there, except if you want to talk about that, that's cool. But let's not sit in the chair. Face and I take the hell out of your head, it doesn't fit.
I think we need to talk about that. What?
I... No, 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 we don't need to talk about that. We need to move the chair and put that over in the corner and put the blocks around, and I don't know what I should put in the chair. I don't know anything.
Chair? What chair? There's lots of chairs. What the fuck are you talking about?
I was going to put some gloves on.
I think Mason Mason's not sensible enough to not sit in this chair because it's like
Mason.
That seems tempting.
Mason
and continues to do the Conan Barbarian sit.
I've sent you a message on Discord.
Wallace is going to throw one of the gloves he was about to put on like at your head. He's like, Mason, they just told him to get out the chair.
It's nice. Look, it's honestly quite comfortable. Like this feels right. Honestly, I don't really want to give this to Volo. Can we keep this?
No.
Can I have it in my room?
No.
I only have a crown. I need a full throne room.
You don't need a full throne.
I need a horde. Every good dragon needs a horde.
That's fine.
And this would be a great start.
Or we could give it to Volo for the money he's going to give us. And then that could be your horde. And it's not going to make you spout some weird bullshit. The chair's doing.
I'm
just going to roll myself.
Such a
would you say trying
course.
To figure this out would be a wisdom or an intelligence check?
Intelligence.
I'm going to roll a quick intelligence check just to see if I have the capability of actually figuring this one out with my intelligence. I haven't figured that out.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm still distraught by what has just come out of my mouth. I'm not figuring out anything.
No, it's a chair. It did things. You don't like it.
Oh, did you just call me spoilt, Mason?
I said you're spoil sport.
Oh, spoil sport. I was like, I'm not spoiled. I'm like, I have no money. I'm the opposite of spoiled.
I mean, I wouldn't call you spoiled. I'd probably call you, like, weather-worn, incredibly stressed out, emotionally traumatized.
Just put the chair in the corner and hide it from with the rock so that no one has to touch it again, please.
I'm none of those things.
You're all of those things.
I'm not.
Wait. I think Mason clocks on to the fact that he's oversharing.
We need to put the chair in the corner. We need to get it in. We need to put it away and make sure this is...
Sure that's a throne?
I think it's a magical item that has been enchanted. I'm going to put my gloves back on and make sure that it's in the corner.
It definitely is. And we need to. I'm literally starting pushing. I don't care whether you're around the throne or not. I'm starting to push that into the corner and try not to say anything else whilst I'm doing so.
Once it's in the corner, Wall with gloves on is going to get a drape out of his bag, cover over the throne.
Okay.
And then going to use the crab to start helping move the rocks over and take control of the situation and everyone else.
Literally, I'm just actively, as quickly as possible, trying to get that throne hidden away as possible. I don't just immediately slam me into rocks.
Sit Wall in the chair?
Don't you dare sit me in that chair.
This is how we should be playing with. It does things. It makes you.
How many hours?
We shouldn't be messing with these things. Just please put it away, please.
How many hours has it been since we came down here?
Since you came down, it will be about a. It would have been about a day or so. It's been a while.
We need to long rest soon. We could probably long rest in here.
I don't know. No. Where do we? We need to stay away from that thing.
We'll surround it with the granite, and I'm not going to be putting it to Reason.
No, that was me in out of character.
Okay, Wall doesn't know this.
Was I trying to be like a good friend, or was I trying to be an inquisitive bastard? I don't know what that means now.
I feel like a 28 means that you're not putting Wall in the chair. That's a lot of time to be like, wow, Wall is really fighting and biting me and threatening to shoot me in the face if I do this kind of thing. Wall, the very secretive party member who freaks out when people push his buttons, don't put him in the chair. Unpushes those buttons.
I mean, I'm currently pushing granite to try and slow. I don't care what you're talking about. I'm pushing granite at the moment to try and seal that thing away.
get.
You... Okay, fine.
Attempt and to help
goes,
hide the
just goes to get, like, debris and stuff to, like, hide it, but also, like, protect it from damage.
Yeah. I put a tarp over it.
You take time. It takes a while, because the granite is a lot heavier than the chair was. But you do eventually get it hidden away. And it is starting to get towards the time when you should be taking a long rest.
Larash?
Yes?
How far away is your village?
Well, I mean, it depends on if we have to cross through any active fighting.
I think maybe we should camp for the evening. Arm looks a bit white-faced anyways.
Yeah, that sounds like a wonderful idea. I'm going to go take a look through this door to see whether maybe this is a good place to camp.
No!
That's a good call. Let's make it so.
I'd really rather over and open the door.
You see a large 4-foot square block of stone has fallen from the ceiling of this hall and cracked the floor in two.
Is there a goblin underneath?
There isn't. It looked like whoever tried to get through this door was more dexterous and didn't get hit by the stone.
I'd like to slam my hammer onto the ground.
Okay.
This split stone. Just make sure that it's not going to give way when we go on it.
You slam the hammer down and the stone cracks. But the surface underneath is very solid.
Okay, then. Right. Through we should just take a look through the other side. Just,
Oh.
A skeletal figure just...
Clunk.
But we can't see what's going on if we do that, so we've got to...
It's only a skeleton.
Yeah. Take a step in.
Fine.
Look in here and... Take a gander around. Yeah, this looks like a much better place to camp.
You see a black gondola. Its hull carved with leering eyes, moored to the river here. And stood next to it is a black-robed tiefling skeleton holding a 10-foot pole.
Oh, hello.
Oh. It's a rather settling. Much better. Yes, yes. Much better place.
I think Vason immediately turns to stare Toya down.
What?
I will attempt
because to... Because I know what Toya's all about.
What? I'm not doing anything.
It's an undead skeleton. I know what Toya does with undead.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's not attacking us yet. I am not a strike first, ask questions later thing. Mostly. Okay, that's all. An utter lie.
You clearly have not been at the throne.
The point is, he's just kind of standing there for now. I'm watching him, but I'm not doing anything.
He is currently just sort of watching you and standing in the back of the ferry.
Are you, can you talk still? I will repeat that in Abyssal as well. Can you understand? Thumbs up, thumbs down.
It nods.
Oh, cool. I'll go into my bag, pull out the notebook and be like, would you like to chat? Hand them the notebook and a pen. Are you okay?
It hands them back and shakes its head.
Okay. Where would this ferry go? Are you going to Skullport? Oh, are you going to Skullport?
It points up the river, and it points down the river.
Yeah, I think it just follows the river.
Yeah. How much are you charging for the river services?
It holds up one finger.
Yeah, cool. I come back here then. Well, thank you.
Wait, is that copper, silver, gold, platinum, soul?
It holds up one finger.
I think that means copper.
I think copper? It just means one.
Yeah, that just means... That's,
It was the first thing on my list. I'm going to go with copper.
I feel like it's copper. Well, thank you, Mux Skellington. We may be back. I think that we need to make camp, though. And maybe the room that we were in that had, you know...
Not... Two fortified entrances?
Yeah, two fortified entrances would be better than this open area. No offense, Mux Skellington. It just kind of seems like this is a dangerous place.
It
I
just,
don't know if you know it is.
It just turns away from you and faces back down the river.
I feel like I offended the skeleton. I'm sorry.
It's ignoring you.
You really upset him.
I was going to go back and put a little silver piece on the side of the boat. He feels bad. He's going to put one silver piece on and he's going to... Why am I so bad at talking to people? This sucks.
I'll laugh if he wants one gold, and that was an insult.
It picks up the silver piece and just flicks it back to you.
We're just gonna stand there, just like, wow.
Well, just stop, just stop.
Just go have a nap in the throne.
I'm not going
it's
in the throne.
Comfy.
No, close the door on you guys. No, slams door.
Like, Mesa just sort of stands there waiting for Toya to get back in.
What?
That was Wall just left.
No. Mesa's gonna stand there and wait for Toya to go back inside.
Are we going in or are we staying out here? What are we doing?
Going back in.
Okay,
what? Safer place to make camp. It's just Mason's very aware about you and undead. I wanted to keep the skeleton alive. Animated? Undead? Sure, let's go with that.
What if... What if the chair has an area effect? I've seen things like that before, and they can sometimes have an area effect.
Well, Wall and Toya have since lied. So it can't be area effect, because they were right next to it.
Well, here's the thing. I've done my intelligence check. I didn't know that it was things stopping me from lying. I'm not entirely sure, but the fact that it got me blurting out when I was happily talking, it's...
Right, cool. Vason's going to do a deception roll, and he's full on just doing the Azula bit. From the Azula lie from Avatar. It's just like, I'm a pink fluffy bunny.
Roll me a deception and... Underscum, roll me an insight check.
Oh boy.
Do better than four.
How do I?
Well,
why
four is my
a
base,
bad
so I'd be quite surprised if I pulled a four.
Vason turns to you and tells you that he is a pink fluffy bunny, and you don't believe him because you can see him.
With your eyes.
Yeah, that's fine out here, but what about in there?
Shall we go test it?
What if we accidentally say something? Why are you running away?
Mason is walking gently back inside.
Just tentatively, very starts slowly coming back. I suppose close the doors behind.
I, Vason, do not like dragons.
This is one where I really want to fail.
How am I rolling a three? My God.
I really wanted a nat one on that one. Just to say, I knew it! It has an effect on me.
You know that he is lying.
Okay.
Feel better?
I'm not going to say I feel fantastic, but I feel I'm much better.
All right, cool. Do you want to go close the doors in the north? I'm just gonna.
No.
Look at Toya.
I close the door.
Yeah. Vase is just gonna sort of like, just set up his pack up against this statue, so he can just keep an eye on Toya and that door.
Okay.
I'm not gonna go for him, Jesus.
You're a hardworking undead tiefling person who clearly has an issue with me. So.
Yeah, but he's not attacking you, so I'm gonna leave him.
I mean, it's fine. A lot of people have issues with me. It's chill. I've got the rations in my bag. I'll start making dinner. Oh, I'm gonna have a snack, actually. I'm hungry.
Have we got anything but bread?
I think we actually got some beans this time around. People got quite good stuff.
It's all right. I've still got a bottle of whiskey. I'll have that.
What? I brought some special rations down. Might actually have just been your rage bread, though.
Yeah, we put all of the rations in my bag. There is a lot of bread, but I did buy some beans and rice and stuff. Not the highest meal, but
There's some mushrooms.
Oh, mushrooms would be good. How many people are eating? Jesus Christ, there's so many people in the party now. I'm going to expend an amount of rations. How many people are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
If you're using the mushrooms, you can take 2 off the total.
Cool. I will take mushrooms, and that will bring it down to 8 rations. No. Yeah, no. It brings it down to 8 because Waller's a hungry boy. Wall cooks,
and you eat a very nice meal of beans and rage bread.
Rage toast.
And mushrooms.
And you start to... made bread in the middle of a fury, and made a lot of bread, so it has been dubbed Rage Bread, because he made it while raging. Just explaining to Stanza why we've got Rage Bread.
I love the idea that we could, like, imbue red with bread with the ability to rage.
That's something which we need to also take on to the MCM. It's the recipe for rage bread. Step 1, get angry. Already angry. You do not need step 1.
Who wishes to take first watch?
Well, I don't feel like sleeping too much at the moment, so I'll stay awake.
Yeah, I'll join for the first watch.
Okay.
I'll take later.
Again, just keeping an eye on Twitter.
Would you stop?
Okay,
This is half just being a dick now, but also half serious about whether or not Toya would actually destroy a skeleton that could be useful.
She's not going to, because she doesn't always just attack. Besides, it's a skeleton, not the other one.
Yeah, probably a wise idea to keep an eye on Toya. Yeah.
What's a 12 insight mean?
You think that you can believe Toya. It's not attacked you and doesn't seem to just be going around killing things, so it doesn't seem to match with the things that she tends to just go after. Is there anything that and Vaisin wish to talk about during their few hours of watch?
I think I'm going to be just very, very quiet, to be fair.
I think there will be a moment once Vaisin is aware that, like, everyone else in the party is asleep. They just sort of, like, clumsily goes, So, kid? I'm guessing that was a captivity thing?
Literally looks around and makes sure the others aren't listening in, and that's what they made me do. They They kept me in a room. Starved me. And then... They would send in... They would send in prisoners and... Oh, I still remember that child's face.
Hey, buddy.
It's the only way. It's the only way I can survive. I didn't mean to.
Big blokey hug. Like, two massive blokes with one of them just hugging the other. It's like, you're not that person. You're not there. And it wasn't you. You had to survive. Sometimes that's rough.
It's why they are evil. Not evil like the scary monsters you hear in stories about, but true evil. They do the things of... They make others...
Do awful things. It's not going to happen again.
I'm better than that. I don't want to be that monster they made me. I...
Hey, buddy, look at me. And just sort of like turns Um's head to look at him. Nobody believes you would ever do that.
But I did.
But you now is not the person you were then. You then were forced to do things. You now are in a position where you can stop that. And not for a second. 100% truthfully, there's no deception here, but you can roll insight if you want. For not a second would I believe you'd do that now. I'm not even sure you'd eat a piglet.
Why did I have to sit in that chair? Why did I...
Could you both roll me a perception check, please?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yep.
At about this point, you hear over the sound of the river churning past outside, you hear a voice carrying on the air. The queen is mad at me. So mad. It's a voice you recognize and haven't heard for a long time.
No.
Buddy, look. Look.
No.
No one thinks that you're going to do that. You've got control of you. You know who you are.
Listen.
What?
There's a voice out there. And it is one which I recognize. And that is not a good thing.
Now that my attention's been drawn to it, can I hear it?
It's not there at the moment.
We need to take a look. I need to take a look. I need to take a look.
Okay. Be stealthy about it.
Try and stealthily open this door.
Okay.
Do you want a stealth check?
not at this point.
I think Vason will follow behind.
You say I heard it on the wind.
Get up
over the rushing.
Get up to the edge of the river.
Skeletal side or the other side of the rock?
Either side of the rock. Skeletal side is probably the better one. You can see just on the other side of the river. Just you can just make it out at this distance. A cave entrance where a number of stalagmites shoot up out of the ground, almost like teeth. And you see, crawling out of the cave mouth, a spider that just suddenly, like, shimmers and disappears. And following it come back here, little one. You see a horrific large drider looking out as if trying to see this spider that crawled around the corner and vanished. And as it looks back, the queen is mad at me. I failed her. You can see that while half of its face is a horrific spider abomination, the other half you recognize as one of the leading people at the camp where you were tortured.
Do I see it?
You see it. You don't recognize him because you have no reason to recognize him.
But Arm looks face. Terrified?
Oh, Arm looks terrified.
Side or past that. Just, like, finger over my mouth, covering his mouth. And just sort of gestures to let's go back inside the camp.
Could I get a stealth check from you both, please?
Oh, damn! Oh, damn! The urge to high-five in character, which you completely ruined the stealth check.
Oh!
Fear stealth. There's nothing like it.
You manage to pull away, and the skeleton makes no efforts to stop you. And it seems the drider, Nisnia, hasn't spotted you either.
Okay, let's go back inside.
The queen is mad at me.
Nisnia? Why did it have to be Nisnia?
Who the hell was that? I'm gonna guess from the full body tremors that's a bad name.
They're one of the ones who tortured me. Ones who put me in that place. The ones who made me feed.
Well, it looks like twisted it might be to say that he's getting a taste of his own medicine.
Any taste of medicine, it will be me. I have to do this. I'm gonna have to take that thing on.
I had to face my evils.
You don't have to do it now. We'll get back to camp.
You're not ready for this.
And just grab both shoulders. Just stay with me. Stay with me, bud. We don't do this now. We get Larash back to the camp. We find out what they know about the other side.
I'm pretty much.
And then we can try and see if everyone will go after him.
Understand? You don't understand. If that one is here. That one's here. The others will probably be here too. We are not ready for this. I'm not ready for this. Not ready for this.
Come on. And sort of Jason just sort of guides him to take a seat against the statue and just sort of looks for whatever leftover food there might be. And if you can't find anything, you'll just grab something from his bag.
Yeah, there ain't no leftover food wallows around.
I'm going to pull the cork on the whiskey, take a hefty swig and hand it to him.
Vizier.
Don't make me drink alone for this.
Vizier's not going to let him drink alone. He's not going to drink a lot. He's just going to drink enough.
Why did I get rid of my weapons? I had better things.
Legitimately out of character, I didn't actually catch the words there.
Why did I destroy my weapons? I had much better things.
I think Vesa just gets out his Moonstone Greatsword. Do you want this? It's at least magical.
I'm not going to deprive you from your bits. You need your bits as well. You need every bit of strength that you have. At the moment, I don't mind staying and acting as a shield while the rest of you can line the blows.
I have two great swords. I can't use them both at once.
Well, not with that attitude.
Puffala just puts it in Arm's lap. Arm now has my Moonstone Greatsword. It's all such a point as it gets put back in my bag, I expect.
Thank you. But I still
We've got your back.
You don't get this. Of all the things that we have faced, we have not seen pure evil, true evil. Even the drows that we've come across so far are nothing compared. Do you not comprehend this? I don't know what you fear. I don't know what you think you've seen that puts shivers down your spine. But that is one of pure evil, true evil. And there is no telling what they will do and how they will do it. We are not ready, and I say that with conviction. We are not ready for this.
Then we won't cross the river. It can stay over there, it can stew, and it can suffer.
Do you think that it is going to stay? You are foolish.
I don't think it saw us. So why would it come over here?
Oh, they are like a virus. They spread like the webs of the creatures, the things that they have. They do not stay. I didn't think I'd see them here, but they must have been driven out from somewhere else to come. But if they're here, they are here for everything. They will not stop and stay in one area. They will spread. They will spread.
And now they we know they're here and we can prepare. I know that might not be great comfort, but at least we're not going to be surprised.
Yes. Yes. You're right. You're right. You're right. We have an advantage. We have an advantage. It's not much of an advantage.
Alright. I'm gonna...
I'm not ready for this.
You get yourself comfy in the corner. I'll wake up whoever we agreed to have second watch. And get them to take over. Okay? You need your sleep.
Okay.
Right, why don't you like read your book for a bit and just... Is it Korg?
Korg.
See what Korg. See if there's any advice in there for you.
I will do then. Good luck.
Yeah. And Vason sort of just like gets the next watch sorted.
Wall's taking the last watch. So there's someone else in the middle.
Yeah. And I'll fill them in on like arms or someone from his past, and oh,
I'm gonna not say good. It's likely to be Nuri and Nefira, but they're not actually here to be played for this. But technically,
I'm for a game of Chinese whispers, as it just oh my god, it gets worse and worse.
Like Vason tries to pronounce the name. Nuri, because Nuri's the only person who has a chance in hell of being told this name, I expect. But like, then just like props himself up. No longer looking at Toya, I think he's just watching to make sure he's okay.
Now you have your chance. Run!
I
kill the undead! Ruin the ferry boat!
I think it's very clear, Vason, that is not okay right now.
Yeah, but Vason is not a therapist. He's a naive twit with a sword.
Ew.
Not the right person to help him here.
And only one sword now.
That is true. He's down one sword.
But I think that this is a good place to call it a cliffhanger-y type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Sergeant again. Just wanted to say a great big thank you for joining us on our adventure. Now, please consider leaving us a review. It really helps. And it might bring more listeners to our adventures. We also have a Discord if you want to come say hi or chat. And we do have a lot of other game streams, but don't really work in an audio-only format. So please head to www.finalbossfight.co.uk for all those details. Up until then, we'll see you next time, where we can take down this final boss fight together.